The second summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump is underway. The two met Wednesday in Vietnam. While Trump and Kim were publicly positive about potential outcomes for the talks, it is still not clear whether their countries can close the gap on their differences. NPR's Aisha Roscoe is traveling with the president and has more.
If President Trump has any doubts about his negotiations with Kim Jong-un, he didn't let it show when the two met in Vietnam.
I think that your country has tremendous economic potential, unbelievable, unlimited. And I think that you will have a tremendous future with your country, a great leader.
And Kim also had compliments, praising Trump for bringing them together. Through his interpreter, he said,
"I truly believe that this successful and great meeting that we are having today is thanks to a courageous decision, political decision."
After that comment, Trump and Kim spoke one-on-one privately for about 30 minutes. The two were later joined by members of their delegations for what the White House called a social dinner. While Wednesday's meetings were filled with happy talk, on Thursday the leaders will have to get down to business.
We're going to have a very busy day tomorrow, and we'll probably have a pretty quick dinner. And a lot of things are going to be solved, I hope.
Trump and Kim are expected to sign some sort of joint agreement. The question is, what can the U.S. offer North Korea to convince them to give up their weapons without first easing sanctions? Fred Flights, a former chief of staff to National Security Advisor John Bolton, said providing sanctions relief without full denuclearization has been a red line for the White House. Flight says it's possible the U.S. might be willing to open a liaison office in North Korea that could eventually lead to a formal diplomatic relationship.
It's such a minor concession, but for the North Koreans, it might be important, and it might be a face-saving way to get them to allow inspectors to go into their nuclear test site.
There's also talk of a possible peace declaration between the U.S. and North Korea, since the Korean War isn't officially over. In exchange, North Korea may agree to give up its main nuclear weapons center, Yongbyon. Whatever deal is reached, experts say follow-through will be critical, especially after the first summit failed to offer much in the way of concrete results. Trump has resisted that criticism, however.
I felt it was very successful, and some people would like to see it go quicker. I'm satisfied, you're satisfied, we want to be happy with what we're doing.
But as Trump tries to nail down a deal with North Korea, back home, the congressional testimony of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, threatens to overshadow the summit. With Trump scheduled to hold a press conference tomorrow, it's almost certain that North Korea will not be the only topic of discussion. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, Hanoi.